Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 36. Hi, I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Today we will be discussing the tech news of the last week for the week of January 26th is today, I believe.
January 26th.
I don't know what week I guess it would be for, but I always just say today's date, so that's what I'll do. If you are joining us live, it is almost exactly 8 o'clock right now. Maybe it is exactly 8 o'clock, which is when we usually start our show, Central Standard Time, on Thursday evenings.
It's true.
You can always join us live, join in the chat, see what's going on. You know, whatever.
Whatevs.
But otherwise, you can always find us on iTunes. Well, not maybe not always, but at least the last two. I gotta get that.
Hopefully.
I gotta figure out what's going on with that.
Yeah.
I looked a little bit into it, but that's neither here nor there. You can always find them on our website.
Bleedgeek.com.
That's right.
Look underneath the podcast category.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's been a mediocre week.
Yeah. There's nothing, no big, super big conferences going on.
I feel like the next one's going to be Mobile World Conference. I think that's coming up. I actually think Macworld's going on right now, but it seems like such a silly conference since Apple doesn't have anything to do with it anymore. They yeah. used to. So now it just seems kind of like no one's even paying attention to it. But, you know, what can you do? But yeah, I think the next big one will be Mobile World Conference. I believe that's coming up in the next month or so. I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on that.
I'll quote you.
You would.
You're being recorded.
Well, yeah, but
I'll quote you.
But when I say don't quote me, it negates everything. It negates the entire world.
Fair enough.
You can't just say whatever you want as long as you say, with all due respect.
Hey, Ken.
No, with all due respect. So anyway.
Anyways.
Getting into the news, there's been some rumors this last week.
Rumors.
Of a new Xbox. You know anything about that?
Xbox, it's still, I mean, they haven't released, Microsoft hasn't released any type of name.
Not even like a code name or a project name?
No. Not that I caught.
Longhorn?
No, it's not Longhorn. That's what it was
Windows 7?
Yeah.
Or was it Vista?
No, it was 7. No, it was Vista. It was Vista. Anyways, I mean, the media is calling it the Xbox 720, which, I mean, makes logical sense, but I hope they don't call it 720 because then
before that
it's like that will for smart people who not I don't want to say smart people but for people who pay attention to like TVs it's like well 720 it's like is it only a 720 yeah. or is it 1080 so
yeah
whatever
I mean, it would make more sense. We've talked about it before on the show actually that it would make more sense to go to the 1080 instead of
correct
but then what do they follow that up with I guess 1920.
Bigger and better.
Is that what the next?
1080.
No, after 1080, I mean.
Maybe they should just call it the 900. Call it codename Tony Hawk.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Anyways. They haven't said, I mean, they are really keeping it pretty under wraps. The only major thing that they announced, two things. One, they said it's going to have 20% more performance than the Wii U. And like I wrote in the Geek Report, it's like, what the crap does that even mean? Like, nobody knows what the specs are for the Wii U, and nobody knows what the specs are for the Xbox. So for them to say 20% more, I'm just going to start making up numbers too. Bleed Geek's putting out their own console in 3 years, and it's going to have 1,000 times more performance than both of them.
That's pretty exciting. Can I pre-order that now?
Yeah, you can pre-order. It's $1,000. Send PayPal to
donate
at bleedgeek.com.
What do we call it?
Project Geek.
So bleedgeek.com/projectgeek to put in your orders.
And so the biggest thing that we could. The biggest thing that they announced was the graphics processor that's going to be running this thing. It's going to be ATI based again.
That's what the current model is?
Yes. And they are basing it off the 66 6670 graphics processor, so it's not... I know a lot of people were hoping, or that's what it's speculated to be, at least. The estimation is for the system to be out sometime next year, and for that to happen, they need to have the inventory now, so they're not going to really be paying prices for, like, the 7000 series graphics cards. So, yeah, that's what it's estimated at. And it's not a bad card. I mean, it's $80 right now for the PC version.
Which model did you say
it was? 6670.
Okay.
Why?
I was curious, because that rung a bell to me, and I thought that's what was in the current Mac models.
Gotcha.
But it's the 6770 is in the current iMacs.
Gotcha.
That's why I just wondered how close it was.
Yeah, when you said I mean, it rung in a bell. So. In the end, I mean, it's really comparing apples to oranges, because all you're getting in the Xbox is the graphics processor itself.
Or Nintendo's to Microsoft's.
Right. I mean, you're only getting the processor. You're not getting the actual full card, because the Xbox itself will be doing
the processing.
So
it's a whole different system, the way it works. It's not like your standard video card. It's not like a slot you could just take out and put in.
Except that would be sweet. But that
would actually make a lot of sense.
But that's not what they want. They want the whole purpose for a console is the even playing ground.
Right.
So you know that everybody that you're playing against has the same system.
Fragmentation. They don't want to be Android.
Exactly. Bastard. I can admit it. But anyways, so that's what I know. It'll be interesting. My guess is when's the E3? That'd be in May or June.
May, I think.
Yeah, I think that's when we will hear definitive stuff, is my guess, both on the Wii and on the Xbox.
You think they'll cause earlier there were reports that they wouldn't even show up at E3 with anything at all about a new console.
Yeah,
you
no, think it will be? I think there will be.
Can I quote you on that?
Yeah.
Oh.
You heard it here first.
No. It would make sense, though, because, I mean, especially if Nintendo is this close, as the rumors say they are, because, I mean, we're getting into that. When is it anticipated now that the Wii U will launch?
They'll have it out before Christmas next year. So I'm
2013?
Correct. No, this year.
This year? 2012? This year.
Yep, 2012.
Right after the world ends.
Correct. No, okay. Right before. Because my guess is they'll have it for the holiday sales.
Right, so no. So.
Because that's a big one that they're
November
saying is going to show up at
15th,
E3.
10th.
Yeah.
November 10th, we'll say. That's my guess.
Yeah, I would say.
Because they'd want it for Black Friday.
Yep.
I would assume.
That's exactly right. Should we wait in line?
We can. I don't.
Do you think it'll be a moneymaker?
Oh, you mean to sell it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. They always are. It doesn't matter. We can wait in line. We can live stream.
It'd be funny.
We always say that.
I know.
But we could really do it.
That's true.
Moving on. No, not really moving on. But, yeah, I think it would make sense that with all the buzz that Xbox would at least like, or Microsoft Xbox, same thing. But they would at least like to say, you know, we're still in it. We're still doing stuff. You know, they don't want everyone to, they don't want Nintendo to start getting all the hype again. I mean, look at what happened when, because the 360 came out before the Wii did. And because the Wii and the PS3 came out within like days of each other. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think Xbox had a good jump, but then when Nintendo launched, it slaughtered everything for so long.
Yep.
Because it was such a hot item to get. I don't know.
Well, it was a complete game changer for the console world. You know, I mean, everybody knew that it wasn't something standing out and going and being that, oh my gosh, look at these graphics. It was something completely different.
It was completely revolutionary.
Like, even, I mean,
which
we don't...
Which its codename was Revolution. So.
Like, we don't have... I mean, we don't play our Wii very much anymore, but it's... When we do play it, it's a lot of fun.
It's a party game.
It totally is. So...
It's not...
I need Mario Party. That's what I really need.
I have it.
I need Mario Party.
I can borrow it to you.
It's not like you play your Wii, huh?
Well, I just got it back finally from Josh. He's had it for like a year and a half.
Fair enough. Teach Owen to play.
Right.
Are you going to hook up to Nintendo yet?
I should.
You should. Get him playing.
I know, before he's got to work his way up.
Yep.
Neither here.
He's got to level up.
Yeah. Don't tell Danny, though.
All right.
So.
Or is she listening?
I think she is, but.
Owen's listening. Yeah. He's getting his nerd on.
That's right.
Anyways.
Anything else you want to say about the Wii or the Xbox?
I'm not excited yet, I guess, for the Wii. It's something completely different than
they were at CES again with working prototypes, yep. And people were like, it's cool, but it's still kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I think, really I think do. It's like a, it's an out there type of system.
They,
you know,
I think they're going to try too hard to replicate the success they had with the Wii by being revolutionary again, that they think they're going to change the whole thing again. I just don't think it's going to work as well this time.
Yeah. That's where I am.
I think at this point it's more of a gimmick.
But it's one of those things where it's like, I need to see to believe. You know, I'd like to be able to get my hands on one and see what it's actually capable of. And that's why it's rumored. I mean, it's all complete rumors that it'll even be out before Christmas this year.
I thought you heard it here first, though.
They did. I know. I'm saying. I mean, that's the prediction. That's word on the street. But it's like if they announce it, it'll be at E3. So, and they'll have actual games instead of like the tech demo type stuff. So it'll be cool.
Indeed. You know what will probably be for sure on both the Xbox and the Wii U? Netflix. They had their earnings call earlier this week. It's the end of the quarter, so we have a couple of these. We'll call them, you know, numbers, stories. But Netflix made $876 million in revenue last quarter. So pretty hefty.
That's a good number. Is that up or down from what they were, say, a year ago?
I know that they're.
I suppose I could look.
It's a 25% increase I wrote on here.
From last quarter?
From last year at this time. But I'm not 100% sure if that was for the money or for. I think that was for. They now have 21.67 million streaming subscribers. And I think that's the 25% increase.
I'm just pulling up their stock.
They are losing.
Holy crap!
What did it skyrocket recently?
Today,
yeah. Today it's up. Call was yesterday, I think.
Today it's up 22%.
Should have bought Netflix stock like 3 days ago, or when it was like bottoming out when they were becoming Quickster.
Even yesterday would have been fine. Yesterday it closed at under. Like, what's that? That's going to be $90. And today it opened at 113. And its peak was at just under $120. So you could have made
$30
a metric
share.
F ton.
Yeah. So, they announced that they have 21.67 million subscribers. I don't have the exact number, but I know their DVD subscribers are dropping. I actually saw a figure that said they actually make more off the DVD subscribers than they do the streaming ones.
Did you hear?
But they're completely like trying to kill that off, which is funny to me.
Right.
But it makes sense. Did I hear what?
That they canceled their game subscription.
Yeah, that's the next one's right there.
I don't have the stories up.
Oh.
So
that explains why I didn't get the segue earlier.
Yep.
Not the most. No, they are cutting their video game rentals. They announced that as well.
Which, it's not like it's been available for very long anyways, because they announced it when they were going to do Quickster.
Right.
And so it's only been, what, a couple, 6 months?
Not even. Four.
Gosh, time flies.
What's funny is because I actually thought it was a good idea, personally.
Well, Gamefly needs a competitor.
Well, I used to think before, when they first came out, I always just assumed that Gamefly was run by Netflix, because it was like the exact same thing, but games not, you know, it's the identical model to Netflix was when it was DVD only, so. But it turned out that was not the case, so. Who knows? But yeah, they're making money again. So, I don't know. There's it was a good amount that they were making more on DVDs than streamers. So I thought that was crazy. Did you see HTC's announcement?
No, I did not.
Apparently they've decided that they're going to focus on quality, not quantity.
About frickin' time.
So instead of putting out 15 phones a quarter, they're going to try to, you know, they're going to, I think they said they're going to, focus on the Hero series that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And try to just, you know, make that the top quality phone instead of releasing, you know, 15 phones a quarter like they have been.
It's really what they need to do. I mean, if... My whole prediction with them going under this year was under the assumption that they keep on doing what they're doing, pumping out mediocre phones over, you know,
every month and a half.
They can't do that. They won't be a...
Well, it's like they're stabbing all their customers in the back every time they do it.
Right.
Hey, buy this phone. It's the best out here for a month, and then we're going to put out a new one that's a little bit better.
Right. Yeah. Nobody wants to deal with that, so...
Did you ever see that chart that they made? They had it on The Verge that showed like the releases of the HTC phones. Like it was like a timeline of them. It was insanity. But yeah, it's a funny little chart. But they've released so many phones. Like in the last year, I bet they've released easily 40 phones.
That's insane.
AT&T also released their earnings for the fourth quarter of 2011. Their consolidated revenues were $32.5 billion, which is up 3.6% compared to the earlier year quarter. But there was a net loss for quarter four, which was $6.7 billion, or $1.12 per stock. Roughly, which isn't a lot, it doesn't seem like, but when you say $6.7 billion, it hurts a little. And I don't even know if...
That's so awesome.
If that's before they're selling, like, everything they have to give to T-Mobile for the breakup. Like, I don't think that's included.
That's probably not included. Because what was that, $3.something billion that they have to pay them?
Well, it's...
Well, it goes to Deutsche Com, not T-Mobile.
Well, right, but still, but AT&T is still losing it,
right,
regardless of who gets it. And I don't know how it all... It's gonna work out because
that makes me smile inside.
They're moving
a little bit.
And shaking, but
because it's like it's one thing reporting like a couple million dollar loss or a couple hundred million dollars, but when you're talking multiple billion, that's a big deal. But I mean, it's like when I told you, like me and Lydia are looking for new phones and stuff, and it's like we went to all the main characters at the carriers at the mall.
We went to,
you know, we did
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Yeah, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, Scrooge, Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint, and AT&T. And we went to T-Mobile first just to talk to them about our stuff. And it's like they've got, gosh, I don't even, probably 50 plus phones in the store to look at, play with, whatever. Go to Sprint, and they've got, like, maybe 20 phones in there. Go to Verizon. They've got, you know, 15 phones that you can look at. And then you go to AT&T, and it's, like, three. I think they had three phones in the store. And it's, like, they gambled. They made the right bet, but they've been holding onto their cards for too long, I feel like. So.
Yeah. I saw an interesting number. I'll have to find it. And it more has to do with the Apple stuff we'll talk about later. Oh. AT&T still generates 20% of the iPhone sales. Which actually, when you think about it, there's only... Well, I guess unless that's worldwide, then that's different.
Prestige worldwide.
Because I was going to say, if that's just in America, that's pretty bad, seeing as how they had it for the longest, and there's only three carriers with it, so if they're not doing above a third, you know. But anyway, so AT&T, so they've had their, it's funny though, because even though they had that loss, they have their best quarter ever, last quarter, in smartphone sales. They sold 9.4 million smartphones last quarter, which is double the number they sold in the third quarter and 50% more than their previous record sale.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so...
Of that number, how many iPhones?
7.6 million.
Yeah, like I said, it's like you have no option. So, of course, that's going to be...
Well, it's funny, though, because they have... They have the Titan exclusively, I think.
But
then they have they're getting the Lumia 900. So
right, but
they just don't have Android.
Right,
the higher end Android phones. Although they have the Galaxy next, not the Galaxy.
They have the S2.
They have the yeah
S2. I think it's S2.
Right.
Yeah.
But it says 7.6 million iPhones, the majority of which were iPhone 4S's, and then they say they did more than twice as many Android as last quarter. And 311,000 tablets, supposedly. 19.4% growth in wireless data revenues. So, they're selling phones, but losing money. Something seems a little skewed there, but hey. I mean, and they could be, honestly, I mean, obviously LTE is, they're trying to get that rolled out, so... They could be spending a ton of money trying to get that set up, launching it and whatever, but you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
It's true.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about before we get into the Apple section? Anything else at all?
Nah, I'm good.
All right.
I'm mentally prepared.
So Apple also had its revenue or... What do you call it?
Earnings report.
Earnings report?
Yeah.
But, before that even, they announced that in the first 3 days, we talked about last week, they launched iBooks Author, that they have 600,000 apps downloaded in the first 3 days. And for the iTunes U app, they had 3 million. So, a lot of people, I think it's... a good thing because iTunes U was just harder to find, I think, before. I think this makes it a lot more accessible for a lot of people, and I think it opened it up to a lot of new people. So, I mean, I think that's, and we talked about it last week, that's definitely a cool thing that they do. And then they had their revenue, or their revenue earnings call, as you so they, the revenue this quarter was $46.3 billion.
That's
And if you want to compare that, last quarter they did 28.3. So they jumped up a little. I mean, nearly doubling. And then their profit was 13.606 billion. And the earnings per share was 13.87 per share was what the total was.
That's insane.
They sold 37.04 million iPhones last quarter. 15.43 million.
No, 37 is how many they have sold total. 17, which was last quarter.
No, I think 17 was the quarter previous.
Oh.
But they didn't have a new iPhone. This is... I mean, that's a huge part of it,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
That everyone was waiting.
That makes sense.
So 15.43 iPads, 5.2 million Macs, which is only a little up in Mac sales, which I guess makes sense. And the same with iPads is pretty close. I think if they launch in March with the new iPad, that's when you'll see the big jump for that number. And 15.4 million iPods, which is up a lot from last quarter because they had 6.62, which seems odd, but they're still down 21% from last year at this time. I'm sure the holiday market...
Where's the bubble?
What do you mean? Like, when is it going to explode?
Yeah, like, not explode necessarily. What's the top, though? Do you think they'll ever hit the top? I mean, they keep on...
The top of what?
Like, earnings. Every company has to eventually...
Like, level out?
Max out, you know?
I don't
know.
Where
is it?
I don't know if they're going to... I mean...
You don't know if they're ever going to?
Well, they will eventually. That's a ridiculous statement to say. Someone will eventually come up, and whether when Facebook goes public, maybe. It's funny, though, if you look at the top 10, they showed a top 10 list on Wikipedia of company single quarter record earning revenues, and they were number 3 overall. But in the top 10, all the other companies were oil companies.
Makes sense.
And the top 2 were ExxonMobil.
How sick does that make you?
About gas?
Oil companies. The fact that they're recording these insane profit amounts, but we're almost, I mean, we're at $3.50 a gallon, basically.
You mean you think it could obviously be a lot lower?
Yeah, they could lower their profit.
Fucking us?
Yeah, oh, totally. But, I mean, we're not a political / oil podcast.
Right. No, it's interesting. It is insane, though. And
it makes you even think the same about Apple. Like, they claim that they're hardly making any money on the phones and iPads when they sell them. So what are they really making their money on then?
30% out of every app sold.
Good call.
It's just, I like, suppose. It's like the Amazon
nickel and dime
thing.
Type style.
Yeah. It's
makes,
just like
no,
the
that
Amazon,
makes sense.
You know, we need to get you into our ecosystem. I mean, iTunes probably isn't making a ton of money anymore, but it's still got to be making money. I know, yeah. There's... And they do make, I think, on their computers, I think they make a lot, too. Plus, they launched, I mean, when they sold Lion, I mean, they sell software, too. So, I mean, it's both sides. Because, you know, they released Lion earlier last year at $30 a pop. They're obviously taking all of that, and they sold 1 million in the first day or something crazy like that, right? So there's $30 million right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, they probably put that much money into it or some number into it, you know what I mean? But I don't know. And iPods, they just got to have those lined up on somewhere, some big warehouse at this point. They're probably not even making them, you know.
Yep.
I mean, they probably still are, but you know, like,
no,
not in
it,
such large quantities that it's costing them. They've already paid for it all previously, so I think that helps. And honestly, I think they just killed it in phones. Obviously, I mean, obviously they're up 20, they sold 20 million phones this quarter than last quarter. That's you know, you're more than doubling your phone sales. It's a pretty big deal.
It's true.
And just getting more people into that ecosystem. I mean, yeah, 30%. I mean, look at all these. And then they just launched, you know, these iBooks. If they're going to get them in, I mean, $15, they're going to take 30%. That's $5 out of.
That's yeah. No, it all. I mean, it all adds up. It makes sense. And the fact that they are selling, you know, millions of iPhones and iPads, and you get all these apps sold, it's like, well, they're only gonna keep on making more money, really.
I mean, you think how many people buy like a dollar app doesn't seem like that much, like when you buy, I mean, obviously it adds up, and
right, but you think, like, as much as we love to talk about Angry Birds, how many downloads are there on Angry Birds?
Yeah, there's I don't know if they publish those numbers, but you could base it on just the reviews alone. I could probably look. Because, I mean, obviously, the more people that own it, the more people are going to review it. Or are you looking to see if you can just find it?
No, I'm reading chat. Somebody asked, it'd be cool to be able to call in during the show to ask questions or give input. Could we do that?
Yeah, there's 61,000 ratings. Yeah. We could.
Okay, we'll look at it for starting next show, possibly.
Who's asking?
I don't know who it is. Somebody named Corbin.
Corbin.
Yeah. So, we'll look into it. We'll get back to you. Next week.
But if you have something you would like to say in the chat, we could always, you know, read and reply.
True.
That
or you
way.
Could give us a call, 406-79-GEEKS. We could put it on speakerphone.
Right. Yeah, but it's just like, it's an insane amount of money that Apple made, and it's just incredible, really. I saw countries being listed that they had more money than, like.
Yeah, I had posted it on the Geek Report. I mean, it was like, it wasn't really as impressive when I read one of them. Was it Greece? Greece. Let me see here. Greece. No. Apple. Yeah, Greece, Austria, Argentina, and South Africa. But you can't really count Greece because they're in a whole slew of financial troubles right now.
Right.
As it is. And South Africa, that's like saying we make more than North Dakota. You know, it's like...
Nobody lives there.
Exactly. So, anyways.
Yeah. If you just look at, like, we read, they made profit. Like, they have more money than everybody. Let's be honest. They're killing it. And I think they have to hit the ceiling soon, but obviously.
At the same time, they're not gonna.
Well, not anytime. I don't see it happening anytime soon, though. Like.
No, I get it.
Especially if they release a TV.
Nobody's gonna want it, though.
Are
you going to buy one?
Not if it's a set-top, like a huge TV. But if they release some new iteration of a set-top box, I probably would. I will not buy a big TV because I don't need one.
You lie. You'd figure it out. You'd be like, oh, Josh will buy my TV, and then I can get this. And Danny's going to be like, why do we have this?
You think I sell everything to Josh?
Yeah.
I think you sell everything to Josh.
This is the first time... Anyways,
but anyway, no, I think that there are people though that will buy it, and I think they'll be making so much profit on each TV that it's a huge, huge item. I still don't think it'll come out this year though. So, that's just me. Yeah. I don't know what Google's last quarter was, but I know it was not.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, do you know offhand?
No, but I will find it.
Like, I mean, I think they got to be, I mean, Facebook doesn't obviously do earnings calls because they're not public yet.
When do they go IPO?
Supposedly they're going around the end of February, I believe, or end of March. It's sometime.
Do you think it's something that would be wise to invest in? I was thinking about it, like,
because okay,
like
so.
I'm not an investor by any means, but right next to our work, I've thought about going. There's a Charles Schwab, and I've thought about going in there and just asking him like, what I need to do, like, how do I start up?
Why don't you just check out E-Trade? The baby's always telling me to do it.
Oh, true. I feel like that'd be too easy and kind of scary. It's kind of like when I could play Bodog and I could, it's like, yeah,
it's
I'm like, playing,
it's not real money, but.
I'm playing online poker and it's like, great, I'm making money. And then all of a sudden I found their casino section and I'm like, oh man, I'm playing roulette. And then I lost all my money and I'm like, well, that was stupid. Earnings. I'm almost there.
He's almost there. Nearly.
From... right now to actually Google is up from a year ago, like a lot.
Well, I believe that they're making money. I just want to know in comparison
to who
compared to Apple.
Oh,
what did they make last quarter? You're looking.
You can talk. I don't know if we want to move on. I'll find.
I don't know anymore. Speaking of Google, I just saw that if you use Google Music at all, which I do personally, you can now download your songs back from Google Music. Whereas before you could only upload and they were stuck there forever, you can now you can get them back. Get them back. Samsung also had their earnings call. I believe it was earlier today. They managed $42 billion in revenue, which equated out to be $4.7 billion in profit.
It's crazy how much Apple went up from third quarter to fourth quarter last year.
Last, you mean like
from 2011 third quarter?
Well, this one to, they just had was fourth quarter for them.
Right. No, I'm saying it's interesting looking at the difference from where they were. They went from...
Well, because everyone was scared, because Steve had just died.
Right. And... No, because even through all
that,
of...
Right? Is that 2000, the beginning of...
Quarter four of 2010 to quarter three of 2011, so a full year's worth.
Right.
It was pretty much level the entire year.
And then all of a sudden, they're like, hey, we have an iPhone.
Yeah, and then third to fourth quarter
Let's
of last
take a rocket
year,
to the moon.
It went from, it's like 26 million to... 40 some million billion, I mean.
And they have retaken
46, and then
Exxon as number one again.
Yeah, Google's not even in the same
ballpark.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of something that could be, yeah, I mean, like, and Microsoft
and I wonder what happened with Google.
What do you mean
from third quarter to
did it
fourth
drop
quarter?
A lot?
Mm-hmm. A
well
lot.
Probably because they're fucking killing everything they bought. They bought a ton of things, and then they started killing it. That can't be profitable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they... Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting the stuff that Google has available. I mean, because they're a public company, so they have to release all this stuff.
Right.
It's interesting what you can find out.
Yeah.
But their total... they're worth...
I'm not saying that they're not making money, but...
Like, they're worth over $10 billion.
Yeah.
That's nothing to be ashamed of.
Right. I would be happy with $1 billion. I mean, you look at the top is $400 billion. That's where Exxon and
right.
Apple play the line. And they
it's interesting. Yeah,
they flirt with that line of $400 billion. They go up and over it a little bit here and there, but that's about where they hang out for net worth, at least. So as that goes. So we'll see. Did you hear what I said about Google Music?
No. I heard you say something, but you can get your music back?
You can download it now.
Oh, shit.
It was just posted.
To any device?
That's
where sharing accounts will come in handy.
That's true.
Think about that.
That's true. Except for that it's associated to your everything Google.
Yeah, but if you make a bum account, sign up for Google Music... Upload all of your tunes.
The files are downloaded as 320 kilobyte per second MP3s.
That doesn't make sense. Because couldn't you only... Assuming... Like, what if you upload...
I'm just reading the stats.
I know. What if you upload a lower quality? You're only going to get what you put on.
I would assume that's true, but unless they're doing some shady business up in the cloud.
That'd be... That's interesting. That's cool.
Maybe that just means that's the cap they're downloaded at.
No, I could see there being a cap.
Yeah, and it says there's an interesting bit of YouTube integration as well in the, because they updated the music manager. That's how you do it. So I would assume that it's not every device, because is the music manager on Android? Like, it's not. It's just a music app, right? It's not a music
right.
manager.
Right, it's just, yep, like, just an app.
So I would assume that it's only...
But still, like, I mean, yeah, shared Google accounts. It's going to be happening.
It makes sense. And we well, didn't really...
As long as you have 20,000. Can you delete songs?
It doesn't. I read you exactly what it said. It just it was 7:32 that the story was posted.
Fair enough.
And the FBI, we talked about Mega Upload last week. Apparently the FBI is now getting sued for shutting down Mega Upload.
That's awesome.
But
I knew they had...
I don't know how well that'll work. Or if they'll be able to win, like...
They can't... I don't see how they can lose.
You don't use the FBI... You mean the people suing the FBI?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they... You can't shut down a site for them... I mean, they do what they can to curb pirating music off of there. Like, I mean, I've heard rumors, like, when download links are posted for albums, that multiple times you'll find, like, dead links that, you know, this file has been removed for... You know,
because SOPA isn't in effect yet. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, but it's like, what do they have on them? I mean, they're doing their job. If somebody reports that it's a legal download, they pull it off right away. So they're doing their part. I just don't understand what the FBI has on them.
I don't know.
I don't get it. It bugs me.
the whole mega upload situation in general?
Yep.
Kim.com?
Kim.com?
That's the CEO's name. He changed it to...
Oh, I did see that. .com. Yeah, that's funny. Because then they're showing like all the pictures that he's like and photoshopped then,
like,
in.
Like Swizz Beatz, you know? Is it Swizz Beatz?
Yep, Swizz.
He was supposedly like a co-CEO, but now they're saying he wasn't. He's not part of it. He's like, why am I getting this rap? And
which I think it, whatever.
That one I had read you was from Gizmodo. Now The Verge is saying that you can, the ability to stream, Google's tossing users the key, making every song downloadable through the entire web interface or the music manager. It says you can even download the whole tunes by holding the shift key, data portability. And it says Google converts your songs to 320 kilobytes.
What?
There was a continuation. Hold on.
Is that as of now? I'm logging into mine right now just to see it. Oh, and then they updated all of their security policies, too.
You can only... They're limiting users to 2 copies of each individual song when downloading.
That's not bad, though.
Why would you need to... why would you need to download like, unless you're moving
somewhere? I'm thinking of the sharing perspective. No, I understand. No, I'm like... The most I would need to download somebody's music is one time.
But...
One time.
So I can only share with 2 people? Is that what you're saying?
Or I foresee it's either that or there's going to be people just creating 1 million accounts.
Right.
That could happen then you have to wait for all of your crap to upload again.
Yeah, and that sucked. There's something else.
And you can actually remove music from there now.
That'll be nice, because there's stuff I'm like, where did this even come from?
Yeah, like some of the free music I wish I could get rid of, but now you can. And another nice thing is you can actually edit tags on the songs, like edit the artist, song name.
Like in the cloud itself, then?
Yep. Yeah, there's the options you have when you click on the little twisty on the song is play song, make an instant mix, add to a playlist, share YouTube video, edit song info, download song, delete song, or shop this artist. That's awesome. That's awesome. The only thing I think they need to do now is figure out how to do the something like what iTunes is doing with the music match. If they could do that, that'd be Google would have. I already use it. Yeah.
Well, it makes sense for you because you have an Android.
Right.
I would use it a lot more if they had an app on iOS.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's what I use. Did the light just go out? Did that just happen?
Yeah. There's something weird going on. In our bathroom, I walked in tonight. Light bulb burnt out.
There's a ghost.
When I walked in the kitchen tonight, like while you were here, the first light bulb there burnt out.
Now the second one just went out.
Yeah.
Third time's a charm.
That's freaky.
So if you're watching live and you just notice a sudden, we look a little darker.
That'd be funny. Popped.
That was a little crazy.
Because I was like watching some old Dignations. Did you watch the last two?
I watched the second to last one. I haven't watched the last one. I watched.
So you watched all of like the behind the scenes stuff?
No, I watched the second to last, but not. I got you.
Sorry. The last one is just like kind of a recap and then like a Q&A from the final
with that guy.
Yeah. But it was really good, and they were showing like lots of kind of best ofs, and a lot of it, like a couple of them were like when power went out,
like just weird things happened,
and they left the cameras on, and so it's like all you see is Kevin and Alex, like just the glow of their faces
on their computers, because they have laptops, so yep. Obviously they wouldn't just
be like
power off. What if we always did our podcast like this?
It's kind of funny
in the dark.
Mm,
so anyway,
the camera needs to adjust.
Back to tech news. Also, Google this week decided that they were going to make a catch-all license agreement for its users. I've been getting emails in all my different Gmail accounts slowly but surely, and today when I logged back in before we started, because it was the first time I've logged in my music since then. So basically, they're just trying to... I honestly think the whole point of it is for more targeted ads by taking all 4, like, if you use all their different services, like, each service is individually targeted, but now they can take all the data from all of them into one and target you that way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Makes sense. It's not a huge deal. Some people are. I mean, everybody always makes a big deal about everything, but I don't think it's a huge thing. Personally, do you?
No. I'm sure people freak out no matter what.
But yeah. And in my last bit of news, since we're talking about music, Spotify announced that it reached 3 million users, which I would have thought they had more than that, honestly, but it says 20% of those are paying for the service.
And
which is $10 a month, right? I mean, yeah. If you have,
I know,
so 20% of 3 million is,
I know, what, multiple 60, people 000, who 600, are 000? Paying for it right now.
600,000 people paying $10 a month. It's not a bad profit margin.
No. I've said multiple times. I mean, my only problem with them is that if they could figure out a web client, I would be sold.
You'd think it wouldn't be that hard, since almost everyone else does it that way.
Yeah, or why can't they code it in HTML5? That's the way the world's going. I just don't want to download or install a stupid client.
And then there's one other thing I just noticed started popping up everywhere, is apparently some countries are now able to censor Twitter, specific countries. But that is currently coming, so we'll probably know more about that. I'm sure that'll be huge for next week. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap it up?
Go Google.
Of course.
No, that's all I got.
We will work on the calling in thing, so we can maybe try that next week. Which you can always call us at 406-79-GEEKS or 406-794-3357 if you would like to give us a call, even any time, to just let us know what you think or if you have questions or ideas. If you're listening live, again, obviously 8 p.m. on Thursdays. Otherwise, if you subscribe to our iTunes feed or just get it for them, the website, we appreciate it. As always, you can find us on bleedgeek.com. Follow us on Twitter at bleedgeek. Facebook.com/bleedgeek. Am I forgetting anything? Tumblr, maybe?
Eventually.
But yeah, I think that pretty much concludes everything, right?
I think so.
And you can always follow us individually on Twitter. Mine is at Mike037.
I'm at Crandall Uno Uno Uno.
Or Einz Einz Einz. Changed it.
Or 111.
And with that, we thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.